Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. It is Monday Mastery, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, we're at episode number 37, and today I wanted to bring a subject to your attention. And I'm going to title today's podcast, Like a Chameleon. And the reason I'm going to use chameleon is because I've been referred to as a chameleon many times in my career. And not for clothes changes or anything fashionable like that, but more from a personality perspective. You see, something I want you to go into this week understanding, and awareness is very, very important as a professional coach. And hopefully these podcasts can bring a level of awareness to some areas that you're not considering. But everybody we work with has a different personality. Everybody we work with has different goals. Different things matter to different people in life. And therefore, you cannot expect everybody that you train to be on your level. You can't expect everybody you train to enjoy the same things that you enjoy. And one of the things we struggle with in the fitness industry is personal trainers coming into the gym expecting people to talk at their level, expecting people to talk about the things that they enjoy. The thing about being a chameleon is that you have got to be adaptable. You've got to change to people. So if, for example, you find out from one of your clients that they enjoy something that's not really that interesting to you, you have got to change. You've got to be the person that adapts. They're hiring you. They can't be expected to change. Now, some people are chameleon-like because you're coaching professionals, but some aren't. Some people aren't prepared or aren't aware that they've got to make an effort with you. And I think, you know, if you are like me, you'll agree that, you know, the best way to get the best out of people that we work with is to do some research on things that they enjoy, to spend some time delving into them personally, talking to them more personally about things that they enjoy, talking to them about their family, finding out what things that people enjoy. And if you're a coach that's kind of struggling at the moment, or you've been in the industry a while and you wonder why you're struggling to build rapport with people, I will tell you right now, it's because you're expecting people to change, to adapt to you. So if you like bodybuilding, if you like fitness, if you like running, you might find that the clients you're training don't enjoy that. You might find people like reading books and you don't like reading books. You might find people like going to the cinema, but you don't like going to the cinema. You might find people love the ballet or the arts and you don't enjoy either of those. One thing that I always used to find is that football was always a popular topic amongst my male clients. You know, fashion was always an interesting topic among females. And it was important for me when I listened to my clients to understand a little bit more about fashion, read a bit more about fashion, look at some of the fashion channels on TV. It might be, you know, clients would say, you know, I can't believe how much you know about what I enjoy. And I'm like, well, to be honest with you, I took a bit of time to research a little bit. I took a bit of time to learn, because if we're going to build a relationship, I'm intrigued to know what you do. I'm intrigued to know if you're in property, a little bit more about property. I'm intrigued to know if you like rugby, a little bit more about rugby. You know, if you like running or you like, you know, other activities. You know, some people like the arts, some people like fine dining. You know, you've got to tap into people, and this is why being a chameleon is, you know, being interchangeable, being able to chop and change. We work with wealthy people, very wealthy people, and then we work with people that can just about afford our services. We might be talking to extremely wealthy people about going skiing to extremely affluent places, and then you might be talking to people about, you know, the fact that personal training is that their priority, and they might not even go on holiday because of what they're spending on personal training. We can't be judgmental. So a lot of this, as I'm talking about, rapport building, relationship building, but you've got to remember, which is why I wanted to kind of stick a word in your head rather than just use the word rapport building or relationship building. I want to use the word chameleon-like. And chameleon hopefully will make you think, yes, do you know, I've got to change. I've got to adapt to people around me. I've got to think differently. I've got to look, you know, look into things that are intriguing, interesting to them. And you'll find yourself going from one client talking about investment banking to the next client talking about, you know, a shoe collection, to the next client talking about hair and fashion changes, you know, and to the next client talking about sport. You know, you might find somebody absolutely loves talking about training, and then the other person's there to train, but absolutely can't stand training, but they're there to get a result. You know, so, you know, by saying chameleon-like to you, I want you to really lodge that in your head. And when you go into your client sessions this week and you start to speak to people and, you know, you wonder why rapport building isn't a quality of yours, and I'm going to challenge you and say that it's because you're not prepared to adapt. You're not prepared to be in a chameleon. You're not prepared to, you know, adapt your personality. Remember, guys, if you're a very extrovert and you're training an introvert, you need to bring yourself down a bit. If you're an introvert and you're working with an extrovert or speaking to an extrovert, guys, you need to bring yourselves up a level. So this chameleon-like personality that we've got to have is because we work with so many different people. So, guys, today, please take that on board. Look at each individual client and ask yourself, am I adapting to them? And if you're not, hopefully this podcast has sparked a little bit of a change in you and an opportunity for you to adapt what you're doing right now. Guys, as always, thank you. Please drop me a message on Instagram if this has helped you in any way. Leave me a review. I'm very, very grateful for those of you who that do. And remember, we've not got very long, 2 weeks left. 10th and the 11th of March, we've got our Training the Average Joe and Body Transformation Seminar in Nottingham. 2 days, jam-packed, and we are teaching for the very first time our M10 Matrix, the exact formula we use and we set up to be able to guide you through the exact process you need to get results with your clients, both at the Average Joe level and the Body Transformation levels. Guys, www.m10life.com/education. Guys, have a fantastic week. Implement, be like a chameleon, get results with every single one of your clients, be a professional, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.